Hi there, and welcome to the Og Blog Podcast. I'm your host, the Og Blogger, Nat Gertler, the guy with over 1,000 Peanuts and Peanuts-related books. Because, let's face it, I love Peanuts books. I love all the Peanuts books that exist. Well, as a group. There are a few individual ones that I dislike, but a very few. One should not spend much of one's life disliking Peanuts books. And you think that with me having over 1,000 books in the Og.com reference library, I'd feel like enough books exist. And that may be. The world may not need more than 1,000 Peanuts books. But even with as many that exist, there are still some that do not exist that I wish would come into existence. And I can hear, through this miraculous two-way podcast device, I can hear what some of you are thinking. I know I don't just mean those stray feelings of lust toward me that emanate from certain quarters. You know who you are, and I say, hi there. But the actual thought saying, hey, Nat, you're both a writer and a publisher. You can make these books exist. And yes, I've written 3 books about Peanuts for various publishers, among the dozens of books that I've written. And as a publisher, I've published books of Schultz's work beyond Peanuts. But I've never been good at pitching books to publishers. Publishers have almost always come to me with an idea for a book that they want written. And as a publisher, I'm small beans. I've never actually gotten a quote on what it would take to license the rights needed for a Peanuts book. But I work under the assumption that, while priced fairly, it would be more than my one-man company would be comfortable investing. So in no particular order, here are 10 books that I would be glad to see announced, some of which I would be glad to write, some of which I would be in no way qualified for. Book 1, A History of You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown. This play, which was the pride of Off-Broadway, which hit Broadway twice, which gets performed more than just about any American musical, is begging for a full history as a nice coffee table book. There's a built-in audience just in all those people who've been in the play at some point, and I bet that just about everyone who's gone into acting passed through it at some point, in a school production, a local theater performance. But you can cover the original concept album, interview whatever members from the original Off-Broadway show remain, and half a century after that production, time is running out to do so. Cover the revivals, the animated adaptation, fill the book with photos from every production that you can find, particularly if you can find pre-career photos from folks who went on to be famous. Unfortunately, the best time to release this, the 50th anniversary of the opening of the show, just passed. While there's nothing inherently magic about doing it for an anniversary, it does help get the book publicized. But let's not wait until the next big anniversary. So many details could be lost in that time, as people who have stories to tell could disappear. Book 2 would be The Big Book of Peanuts, 1990s. This is a simple one. There was a series of books that were available only at Costco. Huge things. Each carried a decade's worth of peanut strips. No Sundays, just dailies. These were the American version of a European series. But after issuing one book per year for 4 years, they stopped. Which means that we now have 4 of the 5 decades of Peanuts dailies in these books. This is driving some people up the wall. One more book, that's all we need. That one more book to get us to the end of the strip. The unfinished series is just so unsatisfying. Book 3. There's a book that I've long wanted to write with the working title of 76 Ways of Looking at Peanuts. It would be a series of short essays, each with a different take on Peanuts. One might look at Peanuts as a Schultz autobiography, looking at the way that what went on in his life was reflected in the strip. Another might be at Peanuts as the thing that saved the funnies page, bringing fresh attention and popularity as it became the most vital thing on the comics page. But in contrast to that, one essay could view Peanuts as the thing that killed the comics page, as it created a simpler style that allowed and even encouraged shrinking the space given to each strip, which left adventure and soap opera strips ineffective, and bit by bit, the funnies became less necessary. Peanuts is pure art. Peanuts is heavy commerce. Peanuts has an influence on cartoonists, and so on. As I said, the working title was 76 Ways of Looking at Peanuts, but 76, it isn't written in stone. It's an estimate. Maybe I'd write all the essays, although I've had this idea in my mind for so long that bits of what I would have put into it have seeped into other books. Maybe I'd reach out to some smart folks inside and outside the comics field. It was done without illustrations. It wouldn't even need a Peanuts license. But it'd be better with illustrations. Yeah. Book 4, When Snoopy Met Ford. This would be a coffee table book, giving the history of the peanut-based 1960s ad campaign for the Ford Falcon, and, more minorly, the Ford Mustang. If you got the Complete Peanuts Volume 26, you saw many of the cartoons that were in the ads. But a book with the full ads, with pictures of the display materials that they had at the dealers, screenshots from the animated ads, and so forth, would make a pretty cool book both for Peanuts fans and for the Ford enthusiasts. Book 5. You know how books like The Gospel According to Peanuts took a look at how the strip explored the Bible and religious thought? I think there's room for doing the same thing with non-biblical literature. It might be a little lean, but looking at how Schultz invoked Gatsby, War and Peace, The Brothers Karamazov, Lad, a Dog, The Natural, Harry Potter, and so forth in a reader-friendly way might make for a good book. Now, Book 6 isn't actually just one book. It's a bunch of books. Peanuts in every language possible. This was actually something that I had someone at the Schultz Museum interested in a decade or so back. Peanuts has been translated into so many languages, even a dead one like Latin. But there are so many languages on this earth that there's still many, many that has not been converted into. Imagine a series of small strip collections where someone who knows the language has selected strips that could work well within that language, and also includes an introduction about the challenges faced in translating these strips. You get Peanuts in various Native American tongues, in Aramaic, in Yiddish. Ideally, there should be one strip that was reused in every one of these books, so that if civilization should fall, it could serve as the Rosetta Stone, as future researchers could learn how to say good grief in dozens of obscure languages. Book 7? Again, maybe a series of books. Kids' comics storybooks. Yes, we have strip collections aimed at a young set, the AMP Comics for Kids series, now known as Peanuts for Kids. And for even younger folk, we have storybooks that convert strip storylines into text and pictures, with new pictures being drawn by some of the Peanuts team artists. But with a little editing, a little panel resizing, one could take actual Schultz strip storylines and turn them into storybooks, with 1 to 4 panels in each page. Give the kid something closer to pure Schultz. The comics form is an acceptable one these days. Book 8 is one that I pitched when I was writing stories for the Kaboom Peanuts comic book series. I wanted to do a series of short stories where the kids were on a field trip to Washington, D.C., visiting various museums, monuments, and the like. And then take those short stories and compile them into a single volume. A graphic novel, if you will. To some extent, I was inspired by the old Dennis the Menace comic book specials, where he would visit Hawaii or Hollywood or, yes, Washington, D.C., as well as by past Peanuts projects such as This is America, Charlie Brown, the TV miniseries. The resultant book would be a mixture of history and travelogue and might be sellable on an ongoing basis at the gift shops of the various museums it covered. As a publisher, I've been selling a lot of books lately to museum gift shops, but most of that came after I'd had this idea. Now, with the monthly comic gone, this would have to be an original graphic novel, but it might still make an interesting one. Book 9, a book on the whole Peanuts relationship with the American space program, has long been due, and with the new NASA program underway, it only becomes more necessary. At the Peanuts and NASA panel at this year's San Diego Comic-Con, there were a couple of great stories that I'd previously been unaware of. A nice one in the background behind the photograph of an astronaut who's patting a large stuffed Snoopy as he heads out to a launch pad, for example. But between the involvement in the Apollo 10 program, the earlier use of Peanuts cartoons on the guidebooks that astronauts had strapped to their wrists, the Silver Snoopy program, and so forth, there should be a good, if perhaps short, highly illustrated book to be done. And the thing is, there actually is a book on Peanuts and the space program, apparently, but it was published in Japan. I don't have a copy. The shipping costs from Japan, you know, they almost always put me off of ordering such things. So I don't know if it's any good, but if it is, rework it for an American release, or if it's not, do something better. And book 10, the last book for the list. Well, now I might be the only one in the world who wants it, but I do. As folks who follow the blog regularly know, I may be a Peanuts book nerd, but I go into overdrive when it comes to my nerdery for book adaptations of the TV special A Charlie Brown Christmas. And in the average year, there are multiple new editions, most recycling arts from previous adaptations, some with a fully new art take on it. What I want is The Best of a Charlie Brown Christmas, a book that adapts the special by Frankensteining together all of the previous adaptations. So you get a page or so of Dale Hale's original simple and clear art adaptation, and then followed by a page from a coloring book on the next, and then maybe some of Tom Brannon's fully rendered art, maybe one spread from a pop-up edition, and so on. And you may not want this book. Sane people do not want this book. I want this book. And that's what this episode is about. What I want. Am I foolish for wanting these things? Perhaps. But I am not hopeless. After all, some of the books that I would have put on such a list in past years came into being. Stephen Lynn's book, A Charlie Brown Religion, did a deep dive into Schultz's religious life that I thought was long needed for putting his strips in appropriate context. And my desire for a strip collection that contained just peanut strips without dialogue was satisfied with the book It Goes Without Saying. And a collection of the Peanuts comic book stories from 1950s and 1960s? There were actually multiple occasions when I was involved in such a planned project, but they never came to pass. The closest I came was when we were putting together the complete Peanuts Volume 26, which includes all of the comic book pages that Schultz is believed to have drawn for the comic books. But on November 6th, Election Day, please make sure you're registered to vote. On November 6th comes the Peanuts Dell Archive, which should collect a substantial portion of that Peanuts comic book work. So books, even books that start to look as if they're never going to happen, do actually come to pass. So keep hope alive, folks, for whatever books you think should exist. In fact, why don't you tell me what Peanuts books you think should exist? Send me your comments at questions@augh.com. That's AAUGH.com. And maybe I'll include them on a future podcast. And in fact, send me any questions you might have about Peanuts, Peanuts books, other relevant topics, and maybe I'll answer them. It's been a while since I did a mailbag episode. It's probably about time to do another one. And how about you stop by the blog at blog.augh.com. That's blog.aaugh.com. And get the latest in Peanuts book news. And hey, while you're there, click on through any of the book titles being discussed to head to the Amazon sales page for that book. Even if you do not order that book, any other Amazon order you place after following that link, you know, during that session, will generate a referral fee for Augh.com. And that's money that helps justify all of the ongoing effort into that site and this podcast. It's appreciated, folks. And so, until next time, may all the holes in your collection be darned together. May all your blankets get their security clearances. And may all your griefs be good ones.